Afghanistan's future is something few people in the United States worried about several months ago, but all that changed after September 11th. Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Time magazine's editors say the response to the terrorist attacks is what shaped their choice for Person of the Year. Do you think other factors might be involved?
Sure. Things like advertising, subscriptions, things like that are probably involved. But look, Osama bin Laden as Person of the Year would have just somehow grated at a time like this, when the country is still feeling under siege and Osama bin Laden is still at large. And picking Rudy Giuliani, the mayor of New York, is actually a very interesting pick. I'm sure that there's some grumbling in the White House about it, but he has rallied New York and to some extent the nation since September 11th. And in the poll in this issue of Time, 90% of Americans said they thought New Yorkers had that their spirit and their response had helped the whole nation get through these attacks and the aftermath. So it was an interesting choice.
Talk about an image makeover.
But I'm not sure in Giuliani's case that it was a makeover in the way that we think about it with most politicians, or the way it happens with most politicians, where the handlers come in and they say, well, you need to do this and change that and wear earth tones or whatever. I think it's in this case the events either changed him from the somewhat surly fellow that we had seen before. Either he was changed or the events caused some deeper strength in him to emerge. But I think he is now going to be politically in even a better position than he was already in, to be sort of blessed by Time as well as all of the response that people have had to him as mayor of New York in these hard times, and puts him in a good position to run for the governor of the Senate. As I say, White House is probably looking at him nervously, hoping he's not interested in running for president. But you know, Bob, things change so much in politics. Rudy Giuliani being a good example of the response to him. And there are lots of other things that are going to happen politically. And Republicans are going to have to deal with this economy if it's still bad. And the Democrats are absolutely out there right now blaming the Republicans for running the federal budget into the red, creating those big federal deficits.
And how can Republicans defuse the economy as an issue?
Well, of course, their best hope is that the economy gets better, and there's some signs that that is happening. And of course, they'll blame the Democrats for killing the economic stimulus package right before the Congress went home for Christmas vacation. But, you know, we have no idea what's going to happen to shape public attitudes in the next year. We're still fighting a war. We're still living under constant alerts. So we'll just have to wait and see what the new year brings.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.